Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's on Packer Ave in South Philly. If you stop by tonight, you'll be able to enjoy the Jordan Mailata Show at 6 with Elliot, Jordan, and myself. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, Elliot, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Real quick thing before we get to the top five. This song made me think about it. Have the songs that we play on the show, especially the ones that we play regularly, done the thing where you hear the rest of the song, you're surprised that it keeps going after, like the Nick Caution song we play at 3, the Kendrick Lamar song. When I hear those songs, I just expect them, when they come up on my Spotify or whatever, I just expect them to stop after the first 30 seconds. I think to myself, oh, wow, this song has a whole,
it's a whole
other
verse,
part to it.
Two other verses.
It's crazy.
It's true. It does. Yeah, because we're so used to hearing it in that short snippet.
Yes.
Yeah, you think every time you hear it, it's going to cut off.
Yeah.
I'm with you there.
The top five of five is, of course, brought to you by Roto-Rooter. Wait, hang on. At Roto-Rooter, the nightmare before Christmas has a whole other meaning. When the holidays cause havoc on your plumbing, call in the pros at 1-800-GET-ROTO.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
I think it's just the natural delay.
You think it's the delay?
I don't think it's Buzz. I don't think Buzz is waiting an intentional 3 seconds.
Okay.
If I had to guess.
Oh, I thought you meant it was a natural delay in his brain.
Then that could be it, too.
And it helps you remember box scores.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
See, wasn't no delay there.
No.
When it's time to talk, he's ready to rock.
Buzz, am I right that you're hitting it right as Spike ends?
That was pretty quick. Yeah, I think it's the delay on your end.
Yeah, well, you seem to be talking just fine.
Yeah. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No problem.
There's no problem talking. Hey, Buzz.
What's up?
He delayed on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
He delayed on purpose.
He thinks he's slick.
He delayed on purpose. How about this? Mac, I'm going to find out if Max has the video of you in the studio when you're supposed to hit it. And I'm going to try to match it up and see if it's a you issue or if it's a connection issue.
Or I can just send you the pre-delay.
See how quick you just talked? You know you hear it right away.
He's got a lot of time, Buzz.
Yep. Let it go, Buzz. He won't let it go.
No, I'm not going to let it go. I don't let anything go. Miserable person. All right, Jack.
Get out
the game balls.
Let's hand out some game balls. All right. Like that?
Yeah.
That's called a falsetto.
No, it wasn't.
Nope. All right. Number five.
Do you know what a falsetto is?
I thought it meant when you get like,
Yeah, high. Okay. But you weren't high.
All right.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, maybe I was. The fifth game ball goes to Dallas Goedert. That was a big grab. And, I mean, it was third down. Could have easily been dropped because it was a little wobbly. And
there it is.
He had to go up and get it. And he came down and made a big play. It was still early where it was tight. And who knows how the game goes if he doesn't make that grab. So, Dallas Goedert, he's had a great year. I mean, a really, really – in a contract
career year,
he bet on himself, and I wonder if the Eagles can pay him this offseason.
Well, he didn't bet on himself. He didn't really have a choice.
All right. Well, he signed a one-year deal.
He was – I think he was already under contract.
All right. Yeah. 0 for 2.
They gave him a new deal, but he was already under contract. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if he was under contract.
I'm not – what's that? He was.
So what'd they do?
Because they were talking about trading him. They gave him, they restructured his deal, gave him more money, added some void years on it or whatever.
Okay.
Because remember, they were talking about trading him.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Elliot assured us they were going to trade him.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. We'll hold that against him, too.
Yep.
We should. The fourth game ball goes to Cook.
I could have picked that ball off.
You 100% could. 14-10 ball game. Josh Johnson, who, of course, was in the 2022 NFC Championship game.
Yep. Yeah.
And he's still playing somehow.
Was drafted in 08.
Dude,
almost 20 years.
He had one decent year for the Bucs.
Yeah.
13, 14 years ago. And he's still getting back in quarterback jobs. Because
a true professional. Probably a good locker room guy.
Yeah.
Those guys stick around for a while.
I always confuse him with Josh Freeman, who also had a good year for the Bucs.
Oh, you're right.
Yes.
You're thinking of Josh Freeman.
I'm thinking of Josh Freeman.
No,
yeah.
No, he played.
He was in the Bucs, though, at one point, I believe.
Yeah, Josh Johnson was there, too.
Okay, Josh Johnson.
I don't know how he didn't have a Josh Freeman year, though.
Yeah, Josh Freeman had a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also pitched against Roy Halladay in the perfect game in 2010.
Yep.
What is that joke?
Different Josh Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
Come on. I'm testing baseball spikes.
For the Marlins.
Yes.
Yes. He was a horse back then.
He was.
Anyway.
Remember him?
Yeah. He was a problem.
He was a problem.
The third game ball I'm giving to Jordan Davis. I mean, what a year. What a year for big baby Davis.
He's going to get paid.
He's getting paid.
Who would you pay first, Jordan Davis or Jalen Carter?
Well, if they don't pay Jordan Davis, he's a free agent. Jalen Carter, they could wait another.
Jordan Davis under contract one more year.
One more year. Then he's a free agent afterwards.
Yes.
Yeah. So if they don't pay him this offseason, he's a free agent. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm surprised we're here with Jordan Davis. I know that Ike was always a believer in Jordan Davis.
He was.
I wasn't. I didn't see the buy-in. And he's actually moving people this year, which is nice. Years past, I feel like he's been
he's
more
playing
of a
little nasty too.
Yeah.
Well, if I'm being honest, it really what sold me on him this year was when he came back with the weight loss.
Yeah.
He lost, what, 26, 28 pounds, whatever it was?
And he held it off.
That was the thing.
Because he kind of got – in the middle there, he fell. He disappeared a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But this last month,
yep,
been like he was the first month of the season.
Yeah.
And I was, he's a guy on the list of the players we should talk to.
Yeah.
You know. And
great personality.
I think Davis interview. Because his journey – that, look, he was a high draft pick, all those things. But his journey with the Eagles, I think, is interesting.
Kind of like BG's.
Kind of.
Without the injury. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Kind of, yep.
But unbelievable personality. Seems like he's developing into a leader on that side of the football. So
giving out injury information.
Yeah.
When he shouldn't.
Now, yeah. Ashlyn Sullivan, another Eagles Inside of the Year candidate, did talk to N'Kobe today, and he said he's fine.
Really?
N'Kobe did say he's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Listen, everyone's vying for this scoop. It's good to see.
Yeah.
It's good to see. Second game ball I'm giving to Jalen. I'm saying this in a very positive way. I want that on the record. But he's getting back to playing Jalen football.
Yep.
Which is not turning the football over.
Yep.
He's running more.
Running.
Yep. And he's being very efficient. I mean, they are 8-0 when he throws for under 200 yards.
But yeah.
That's.
Listen, I
you're
know,
dying to use that.
Yeah, I know.
But the Bills are 5-1 when Josh Allen. It throws for under 200
yards.
That's
fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My only thing is, the running is sort of a side dish.
Nope.
No, it is. It's a side dish. His throwing the last two games
a little
has
bit
been
more,
pretty damn good.
A little bit more anticipation, which
yes,
I like.
His throwing of the football has been pretty damn good. Whatever they did Monday night in Los Angeles, whatever they were trying to prove, or whatever, that nonsense. We got away from that and got back to playing Jalen Hurts football.
Yeah, but even there's still – it feels like there's some concepts from that Monday night game. It feels like they're
– Not the point that I'm making. It's the frequency in which they had him throwing and the things they had him doing. It led to 5 turnovers. Hasn't turned the ball over. The ball hasn't even been in harm's way.
Well, he did throw a pick that got taken back because of the penalty.
It would have been a punt. It was 4th down.
Yeah.
Well, you should throw the ball at that point. And it would have been a good decision if the pick happened.
I know.
The
He did also fumble the ball. I was lucky that it didn't get picked up.
There you go. You were saying something positive, and then you
couldn't help himself.
This is what I would say about the running side dish.
Mm-hmm. It's a side dish.
Yes, but I do think it makes it easier for him to throw the football.
That's fine. It's still, like, he's not running to victories.
No.
He's just extended drives. He's pick up a first down. He still has to throw the ball.
Yeah.
He has to throw the ball.
Yes.
Well, he's running as an accent to what he's doing.
Yes. Yeah. It's good. He's playing good. This is what you need him to do.
Yes.
This is Jalen Hurts football.
Yes.
Jalen Hurts football. But number one game ball, give it to Saquon. Toughest run of the year.
Wow. Yeah.
A big one late.
Okay.
Over 1,000 yards. It's funny.
I like it.
It's funny. He's over 1,000 yards. Devontae and AJ are all going to be over 1,000 yards.
Yep. And Jalen's going to set a career high in touchdown passes. Oops. He already did.
Yep. And we've complained about him every week. The offense.
Well, the offense still, 1,000 yards or not.
Doesn't pass the eye test.
Yeah. I mean, they're not scoring it. They haven't scored a lot of points this year. I mean, Saquon, that last run was the best run of the year. It wasn't the longest run of the year, but it was the best run of the year. He got hit in the backfield. Juergens got blown up on that one. He got hit in the backfield. He spun out of that, and then he ran angry. Ran angry through the Washington defense. That was a great run.
You know what's weird about the Saquon thing? At the beginning of the year, I still remember saying, if he can give us 1,300 yards, that's a good year.
He might do it.
He might get to 1,300 yards.
Well, especially against Buffalo.
That's what I'm saying. Yes, he has two good games these next two games. He could get to 1,300 yards.
Also, speaking of running angry, I've never seen a touchdown celebration at a point in a game where it didn't mean anything, like Tank Bigsby's touchdown celebration.
Yeah.
You better respect how good I am touchdown celebration.
And I'm with him.
Yeah.
Let's get Tank 4 or 5 carries a game, baby.
He runs hard.
Yes.
He's a tank.
Well, and see, the thing with guys like that, they're going to run hard every time you give him the ball because he's not going to get many carries.
Yes.
So he's putting his foot in the ground, get north and south, get as many yards as he can. He's going to break tackles. I think it's a nice little change of pace from Saquon. It gives a chance for Saquon to take a breather.
My guess
in the Saquon some carry. I mean, Tank some carries.
My guess in the reason that he doesn't get more carries because Gainwell got. Because remember, Gainwell would be in there a lot more. Is that? I wonder if he just can't catch the ball, and Gainwell could. I wonder if that is an issue with Tank. Is that? You know, I wonder why he doesn't get more carries, and maybe that's the reason. I don't know if he's a bad blocker. I don't know about the
other stuff. Probably the reason.
That could be the reason, too.
The reason, yeah.
This hour sponsored by Guida Door & Window. Take advantage of Guida Door & Window's big year-end sale, 40% off any window and door. Call Guida Door & Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com, 215-592-9494. Joe in Hamilton, you're on WIP. What's up, Joe?
Hey, Ike and Spike and Fritz, how's everything?
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Joe?
Well, I'm pumped up. That's why I'm pumped up for this game, Ike. Man, just get
some easy. Questions. Well, 6 days.
Yeah, you got to get through Christmas first. Yeah.
I know, but I'm telling you, man, I had this marked on my calendar in the beginning of the year because of the wife and everything. You know, she's a huge Eagle fan.
Yeah.
You know, nephews and nieces are all Eagle fans, and it's just
Joe and Hamilton's a big Bills fan.
Oh, Joe, you're a Buffalo Bills fan?
Yes.
A big Bills fan.
I didn't know that.
Is that Hamilton, Ontario?
No, it's Hamilton.
No, Hamilton, New Jersey.
You know, good question.
It's Hamilton, New Jersey, but that's funny that you said that.
That's a good question.
Border there, Hamilton, Ontario. You're correct.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why I asked.
That's why you asked.
See, look at me, Mr. Map over here. So how do you end up as a big Bills fan, Joe?
Well, I was always a casual football fan. You know, I'm a 3-for-4 Philly guy, Philly guy. I like the Flyers, Sixers, and Phils, but never liked the Eagles. So, yeah, when Kelly came into play, I started following the Bills. Been over 30
years. Wait a minute. Hold on. This is so weird. You might be the first person I've ever talked to that is a Philadelphia fan, and the one team that you're not that into is the Eagles. What? And I'm curious how that happens. How do you end up as a fan of all the other teams but not the Eagles?
I don't know. I never liked the Jets, never liked the Giants. You know, I just started following the Bills when they were making that run in the 90s, and I just stuck with them.
Wow.
You thought you was going to get an easy Super Bowl, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, they were on a little run, four straight Super Bowls. You were like, yeah, I'm going to get me a ring.
They were on a run, but I guess I was like Fritzy. I always followed the quarterbacks, you know what I'm saying? Now we see that he was Josh Allen, Teddy Fritzy.
Yeah.
And Herbert.
Yeah, QB1.
So how are you feeling? How are you feeling about the game and your team? The defense has not been great this year. How are you feeling about the matchup from a Bills perspective?
Well, stopping a run is going to be a key. You know, they haven't done that all year, so I think they're like second in pass defense. So, and Jalen's not very good at throwing the football. So, if we could, you know, stop the run and force him to throw the football, we'd have a good shot. It's going to be good.
All right.
I'm very excited.
Well, I'm excited. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, Joe. I'm happy that the game is happening when it means something to both teams.
Yeah.
You know, I think it means something. Obviously, the Bills can still win the division. The Eagles still on the hunt for the 2 seed, also on the hunt for looking for some consistency. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a big matchup because of who they are, but it's a big matchup at this time of the year as well.
Yeah, and it matters. I wonder what the weather's going to be like Sunday.
So it seems like snow.
Snow in the morning.
Okay.
So we're a week out, but as of now, it looks like snow in the morning, and then temperatures in the mid-20s with winds 15 to 20 miles an hour.
Oh, man, that's perfect. You think QB1 can't throw the ball through the wind?
Well,
we're going to see.
Yeah. We're going to see?
We are going to see.
It's a big narrative bowl for Spike and I.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's tough. I want the Eagles to win.
Did you just wink?
I kind of want Josh Allen to ball out and for the Eagles to win, if we're being honest. But
a big Saquon day.
A big Saquon day would be great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Listen, Jalen should never throw the ball more than 25 times unless we're losing. Just the way that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Well, we won the Super Bowl with him throwing like 17.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. 20 to 25 times. I'm good with that.
Yeah, 75%.
Run the ball. Stick with it.
This
play great defense.
Play great defense.
And we're going back.
I felt it. I felt it Saturday.
You felt it. I felt it.
Man, that flight that's so far. We got to go all the way out to Santa Clara. It's just such a far flight.
Listen to Mr. Mopey.
Listen, I'm going to be honest with y'all.
Yeah.
I had a moment Saturday, right?
Yeah.
When Saquon had the long run, not the one he broke for the touchdown, but the long run afterwards.
Yeah.
Looked at the family, looked at the dogs. I said, we're going back. We are going back to the Super Bowl.
And what did the dog say?
He just looked at me with that stupid look on his face.
Like, wanted a treat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I told him, man, we are back, man. That long run towards when they like powdered on a little bit and then Tank came in and finished off the drive.
Yeah.
That felt like last year.
It'd be fun to go back to the Super Bowl again. I just wish it wasn't so
far away.
Far. Yeah. I mean,
I agree.
You know, we're going to have to fly back in a red eye so we could be here.
Why can't we get
Friday?
The Super Bowl in Atlanta?
Would love that.
Would have been nice. That's why we're building a dome here.
You know what?
Yeah.
Why don't we get the Florida Super Bowl?
Would love that too. Carolina,
Miami, or Tampa?
Carolina.
They're not going to be in Carolina.
Well, I'm just saying close.
Yeah.
Washington, Atlanta. When they get the new stadium.
Yeah.
Is Chicago building a dome, or is it going to be outdoor stadium?
That's a good question.
Chicago's a nice little flight. Little.
I assume they're building a dome.
2-hour flight.
Like everyone else.
Not bad.
Now, is it going to be 32 domes?
Dude, the NFL's eating itself. It's not going to be good. DK got suspended 2 games, by the way.
Wow. Yeah. 215. 215.
Wow.
They're not messing around.
I didn't. 2 games? They must have looked at that like, dude,
you walked over to him.
This is all you.
Yeah. You walked over to him. You grabbed him.
This is all you. Yeah. Holy cow. They're in the middle of a playoff race.
I know.
Cowboy Jim. You're on WIP.
Oh, God.
Oh, you know who's not in a playoff race?
My impression.
Come on,
of Mike
fix
Reese.
The phone, Jim.
I'm right here. Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yeah, we got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we hear
Shut
you.
Shut up.
Yeah, we hear
you.
My impression of Ike Reese 30 minutes ago. Have you seen some great arms? I've seen some great arms in my life. Did you see Predator, Arnold, and Carl Weathers? Those guys are great arms. How about Stallone or Dolph Lundgren, Rocky IV? But my favorite arms is over the top with Stallone. Oh, that really did it for me. Oh, wait, are we talking quarterback? Oh, well then, Elway, Marino. Yeah. Those guys really did it for me for arms. Yeah. Yeah, and after you lose in the first round because of your kicker sucks.
I thought, hold on, didn't I name those guys specifically?
Yeah.
After you lose, okay, here's the trade. I'll give you Aubrey for a first-round pick and Jalen Carter because I'm going to really need some help, and you guys really need a kicker next year. So that's my pick for that. I'd like to thank Jerry for pulling the plug on the season. I'm very happy with that. And after you guys just beat two losers of a team, you know, you guys are done in the first round. So good luck, losers. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho. Whatever. Goodbye.
Wow. A beaten and broken Cowboy Jim.
Yeah.
Rooting for the season to be
over. I actually feel bad for him.
Well, the worst thing to happen for Cowboy Jim and the Cowboys fans is that little run about a month ago.
Yep. After they beat us. Or was the game before us?
Well, they beat us. And then
I think they won the one before us and then
Thanksgiving
us. Yeah.
Was the one before us right around then.
Yeah, they beat us and then Kansas City.
Yes.
Same week. Yeah.
And they were flying high.
Yep.
I mean, they were talking about winning the division.
Hard Knocks was hyping them up.
Jerry had whatever left of a thing he could have in his pants at this age.
Yep.
You know?
Dak was eating the turkey bone right off.
Oh, remember that? Yep. Didn't Jerry bite the turkey?
He did.
He did.
Wow.
He did.
That was a moment.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, a very special buzz appearance as we check in on the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League playoffs.
The Cowboys fans
now
have the right to say they beat the two Super Bowl participants from a year ago, which means they could have won the Super Bowl last year.
They could have.
They could have.
It's obvious.
Damn.
Yeah. Shame to see them go out like this.
Yep.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. You know you can catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles, Chickies and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Tis the season to be boosting on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. Because this year, you're getting 7 straight days of holiday rewards, each one waiting in the app for you to unwrap. Now, every day brings a new way to play, so keep checking to see what drops next. And it all leads to the Christmas Day special where you can get something special. 7 days of gifts, 1 big finale. Your holiday football just got a whole lot brighter. Head to FanDuel.com/Ike to get in on the holiday spirit. FanDuel, play your game. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will you let me say, let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking. Maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we're at Cheeky's and Pete's in South Philly. If you're in the area, stop by the Jordan Mailata Show.
A round of applause.
Yes, you can cheer. You can cheer. Anybody else?
We got a packed house in here, too.
Anybody else? There we go. There's one.
I heard a woo.
There's another one.
It's always the ladies in the back.
Yeah, ladies in the back love us.
Ike had a good moment with the lady before the show.
No, we're not talking about that either. That sounds like it's not something that it's not what you
it's
think.
Not what you think.
Yeah, it's not what you think.
They said something crazy.
They did say something crazy. It was probably the craziest thing I've ever heard anybody say to anybody.
That they said three times.
Yeah, that they said three times to be nice as well.
Now you might as well go ahead.
No. I don't even think I can say it.
Oh, sure you can.
Can I?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going
to
say
it. You want me to say it?
No, I'll say it.
All right.
Okay. So, before we get to Buzz, and I'm going to tell you, this truly happened.
Yeah.
So it was about 12 minutes before the show. I was standing over there by my backpack getting stuff out of there. And Ike was sitting right here on the chair that he normally sits at getting his headphones ready. And a woman walked over, a white woman, maybe late 40s, something like
let's
that.
Let's give her early 40s.
Early 40s. She was early 40s. Yes. She looks like younger than me. And she yelled to Ike, would you come over here and take a photo with us? My boss is over there. She likes the dark meat, if you know what I'm saying. So Ike did not hear her at first, though I heard her.
Me too.
And I
was sitting there with my back turned towards her.
I was frozen. I didn't know what to do. And Ike said, I'm sorry, what'd you say? And I'm just praying that she doesn't say it again. But she said it again in the exact same way. Ike, would you come over here and take a picture with us? My boss is there. She likes the dark meat, if you know what I'm saying. And Ike just goes, oh, well, in that case, and walked over and took the photo.
Well,
it was insane.
It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, only Philadelphia. Only Philadelphia. I wasn't
offended.
She
wasn't being offensive.
No, she was doing it with a smile. And I got the boss's number, and no, just kidding. All right, let's bring on Buzz to follow that up for an update on the WIP Fantasy Football League, sponsored by Bet365. Buzz.
Yeah, first off, I resisted the urge to sing Creed. Please clap.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Buzz.
You guys.
The delay issues, it would have been even worse.
Yeah, it would have been. You're right. This is a rare Monday edition of the Fantasy Report. You guys off the rest of the week, but all these matchups, 99% decided at this point, so kind of worked out. We're going to start with the consolation bracket, beginning with Spike.
Yeah, we don't have to.
Beginning with Spike, 23 from JSN, 21 from Tajay Spears. Tony Pollard was the only other player in double digits at 10. Meanwhile, Ike Reese may have never won a bowl game, but he loves this consolation bracket. 20 from Cortland Sutton, 28 from Drake May, 31 from Ashton Gentry. Ike currently leading 142-83, and assuming Tyler Warren doesn't score 59 for Spike tonight, Ike will be headed to the consolation bracket finals.
Congratulations, Ike.
Appreciate that.
Well earned. Thanks to Josh Allen for nothing.
Commish.
6 points.
I would have appreciated had you spoke about the run that I've been on the last 6 weeks. Team has finally found its identity, starting to come together. Since AJ said drop him on all fantasy teams, he's been outstanding just about every week for me. I swear, I don't know what his team was the first half of the season, but had they been here the first half of the season, I'd be playing for a title right now. Come on, Buzz.
That's pretty bold for the team who finished in last place, but I'll let you have it in this case.
He's turning it on at the right time.
Yeah, Ike, the number 12 seed, dead last place in the regular season. And who saw this coming? The number 11 seed, Bam, beat Derek 122-113 in the other consolation semifinal. Wow. It will be Ike versus Bam in the Toilet Bowl in Week 17.
Who saw that coming?
There it is.
Did not see that one.
There it is. A double dose.
All right, let's get to the real bracket here. Semifinal number one, Yoshi versus Dustin. Yoshi coming in red hot. Dustin coming in ice cold off a bye. And this one wasn't even close. Yoshi got 37 from Trevor Lawrence, 46 from Puka Nacua. A few other guys with solid weeks. Meanwhile, Dustin has a total of 2 double-digit scorers, period, and a total playoff no-show. Yoshi currently leading 136-74, which means assuming Dustin doesn't get 62 for Michael Pittman tonight, Yoshi will make back-to-back afternoon show bowl appearances. He is now just 1 win away from being right back in this league next season.
All right, I'm going to say it. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Yoshi. You have put together a great season, even though your spot in the league is a charity spot. You have performed well. And Dustin, the biggest fraudulent team in the history of the WIP Afternoon Show Fantasy Football League.
Yeah.
He was bragging his ass off for the first 7-8 weeks of the season.
He was.
He's been a disaster ever since.
He was. He lost to all 3 of us. He's, all he talks about is the league with his 9-year-old nephews that he beats up on.
He's the 23 Eagles version of fantasy football.
Bad culture.
Yeah.
I hate the go backwards, but if you add in my points I scored this week.
Oh, my God. Here we go.
I mean, I'm sitting right now as a top 7 scoring team in the league.
Well, top 7 out of 12 teams.
I'm just saying I'm starting to pick up steam.
Just
top
in time.
Seven, does that mean 7?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, and speaking of fraudulent playoff teams, let's get to Jack here. So he was taking on Marcus. Yeah, so I set the line for this matchup last week at Marcus minus 25. Jack thought that was disrespectful. He was right. It was disrespectful to Marcus. Jack did have a few players show up for this one. Dak with 23, Jahmyr Gibbs 22, Amarian Hampton 16. Nothing Marcus can't handle. 19 from the Saints defense, 26 for George Pickens, 36 from Chris Olave, and he still has Christian McCaffrey going tonight. So Marcus currently leading 137-78, which means that unless Juwan Jennings and George Kittle combine for 59 more points than CMC, it will be Yoshi versus Marcus in the finals.
Yeah.
So you're saying there's a chance?
I'm cheering for Yoshi. I would like Yoshi to win.
Yeah,
I would like Yoshi to win.
We barely even know Marcus.
Yeah.
He's added no flavor to the league.
I don't even remember him.
He just came in.
He just shuts up and wins. He's like Belichick.
Yeah. Puts his head down. We don't want that. We want flair.
Yep.
Give us something.
Yep.
He may have been the most dominant fantasy football player we've had.
Ever.
Next to me last year. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
You didn't even win the regular season.
Oh, that's right. He had the most points.
Yeah, but he didn't win the regular season.
I did win.
I won the regular season.
I had the most points.
You had the most points, but he had the best record?
Yeah.
Marcus had all of them, I believe.
Yes. Marcus was good.
Clean all sweep across.
Set us up.
Yeah, Afternoon Show Bowl 2025, Yoshi versus Marcus. These two teams met twice during the regular season. Marcus beat him twice by a combined 84. And I'm setting the line at Marcus by 20 here. Yoshi's been hot, but this Marcus team is just a flat-out juggernaut. It's going to be tough to beat him.
All right.
Yeah.
Great job, Commissioner Buzz.
What did he lose, 1 game all year or 2?
2, but one of them was a meaningless game at the end of the season where he rested his starters.
Okay.
Okay.
The Fantasy Football League update. As I said, sponsored by Bet365. When it comes to sports books, Bet365 has it all. Download the app today. And why it's never ordinary. Well, I definitely wrote that wrong. Download the app today. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be located in Pennsylvania. The Twitter quest is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Only two shopping days left till Christmas. Thankfully, the folks at Mark's are there for you both days. Let the home team help you out, even Christmas Eve. Would you support the Eagles ever building a dome stadium? This is closer than I thought it would be.
Wow.
It's 60,
really?
It's 60-40, no. But I think if we had done this when we first started fighting with Elliot about it, I think it would have been 75 or 80% no.
Yeah.
I think people are getting there because they know what's happening.
Well, it really just feels like, I mean, more than half the league is going to be in a dome.
Yeah.
It might be 20-plus teams in a dome.
But doesn't it give you a bigger advantage to then not have a dome?
Yes.
Especially at home, all these teams are coming in that are, I don't know. I can tell you who's not going to build a dome. That is Buffalo.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know Buffalo thinks it's a... That's
what I told you.
Yeah, but it's like a retractable roof. So they're going to close it when it's snowing.
Who, Buffalo?
Yeah.
No, I thought they were just doing the hangover to the...
I don't know.
The seats.
Retractable roofs are very expensive.
They are.
Yeah.
Maybe it's hanging over the seats.
I think they're doing the hangover to seat thing.
Well, if they're doing that, I would accept that. I'm fine with the new stadium as long as it doesn't take away the
elements. Dude, if I'm in Buffalo, the last thing I want is a retractable roof. Yeah. I mean, a dome.
A dome. No, it's a big...
What other advantage do you have?
They haven't lost a game in December there in like 4 years. I think the weather...
Oh, yeah?
Wait till Sunday.
Wait till Sunday. Yeah.
Where Jalen gets in that egg.
All right.
Oh, Paul, seriously.
Can you not... Go home.
12 minutes.
Go home. Bring up everything you're not supposed to bring up. You say that. Oh, hey, it's a big loser, Dustin, in the Northeast, and his fraud team. Hey, Dustin.
Like, hi, Fritzy. How are you, boys?
Oh, you sound a little downtrodden.
Dustin?
Oh, what happened?
Yeah, see, that was a horrible, horrible performance. I didn't want to end like that, Spike. You know what I mean, dude? But, yeah. Okay, it sucks.
I want you to repeat after me. I'm a big loser.
Get the hell out of here.
I'm a big loser.
Absolutely bizarre. It's going to be a good championship. It is going to be. But even more, I get to fight Fritzy for third place, man.
Hell yeah.
That's all I can.
That's gonna be a battle.
I'm cheering for Jack, and I hate Jack.
For third. Right. Let's see who can get a lower score this week, because neither of us want to break triple digits. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
What the hell happened to your team, Dustin?
I want to throw something out there, Spritz. Did you rag on me about my league? They're not 9, okay? They're 14. They're in high school, okay? And want to hear what these little weasels did? This is a move you and your boys would know. They all traded to the one kid's team to try and do a powerhouse team. Your boy put up 225 points this week. They put up 150.
Wow.
Your boy's still
going
to win, dude. Great.
All
greatest
right.
Fantasy.
Congratulations.
My team just fell apart, dude. Lamar Jackson stinks, dude. He stinks, man.
Now Lamar Jackson stinks.
Yeah.
They all came up. They all came
you,
up
stink. You stink, yeah, man. Right.
Spike, I don't even want to talk to you. Dude, what's going to happen when Jalen Hurts goes in and waxes that you-know-what of Josh Allen?
What's he going to throw, nine passes?
He's coming this week, big dog.
Is he going to throw nine passes? When he goes into the Hall of Fame, is there going to be a bust of his hand handing it to Saquon? Or a picture
many,
of Josh
how
Sweat?
How many Super Bowls does any of your New York teams have, and how many does Jalen got, dude? That's all that matters.
Yeah,
he's
that's
a
right,
real
Spike.
Quarterback.
I'm not a fan of the New York teams. I'm just realistic. Also, the Yankees have 27 championships.
And it could be the next year.
Yeah, to go there, dude. If anybody out there listening, the dude had 9 roster spots on his fantasy team. 7 of them were New York Flyers. So don't let him tell you anything different, dude. He's a New York
They're good players. Huh? They're good players.
You know a lot about
How many them. Eagles do you have on your fantasy team, Dustin?
I actually do not believe I have 1 Eagle on my fantasy.
Okay, all right. Like see you later. Game. See you later. A fraudulent guy.
Poor Dustin.
Justin in Tennessee. Not a fraud. You're on WIP. What's up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing today, man?
What's up, Justin?
Justin. What's up, brother?
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you. I've took off all week where y'all are going to be off after today. But it was not a good start to my week. Got up, me and Amanda's fixing to leave, go to Knoxville, do a little last-minute shopping. I got a water line busted, so I've been digging in the yard, trying to get a water line fixed. Finally got that done. Just ran to go get a bite to eat, and it's just been a miserable day. But let me tell you something. Y'all make up for it every time, man. It's been a hell of a show. I've been listening, and y'all tickle me to death, man. The arm thing, I mean, Cowboys gym, as much as I can't stand him, that was a pretty funny call. I'll have to give him that. But he does
don't encourage him. Don't encourage him.
He does owe me a trip to Philadelphia. If y'all remember, he said something last year about he would if the Eagles won the Super Bowl, he would fly me up there. And I forgot about that. But I probably ain't coming back because I am the bad juju guy.
You really are. You killed the Phillies and the 23 Eagles.
I killed the Phillies and the Eagles are trying to come back from the dead right now, but. Something Ike said, man, I've been harping on it for weeks now. Give Tank Bigsby more carries. Especially like this week, if the weather's going to be what they say it's going to be in Buffalo, give him 10 carries. Let Jalen throw the ball 10, 15 times. Give Saquon 15, 20. Give Bigsby 10, 12 carries, whatever, man. And just do it like what I said.
All right. No. Hold on a second. No. Him, this is for you and Ike and all the Tank Bigsby. Militia.
Five to eight carries.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
Hey, this guy militia. Saquon Barkley just ran you to a friggin' Super Bowl last year. I get hell for saying, you know, I wonder how it would look like with Tanner McKee. Meanwhile, everybody wants Tank Bigsby getting half the carries. What are we talking about?
I'm not saying half the carries. I'm saying like 10 carries, man.
That's half the carries.
You see how hard this guy runs when he gets the ball. So he's taking advantage of every opportunity that they're giving him. And we all know Saquon is a phenomenal back. But if we can keep him as fresh as we can, going for the playoffs, it's just going to improve us that much more of using him more in the playoffs. That's what I'm saying. If Bigsby can get, you know, 8 to 10 carries, that'd tickle me to death because that knows we're running the ball and running it well. That's what I'm getting at. I'm not saying take a bunch away from Saquon.
Nope. So, we're taking away pass attempts.
That's right.
Yes, especially in this Buffalo.
All the elite quarterbacks that happens to.
Where the weather's going to be what it's going to be. But anyway, guys, I just wanted to call mainly. I don't know that I'll get to talk to y'all at all next week if y'all are working or not. But anyway, I want to say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. thank you guys so much for the content you provide for me day in and day out. You just make my life that much better, guys. I mean it from the bottom of my heart. I love y'all to death, man. You and your families have a blessed, happy holiday, Merry Christmas, and a Happy New Year. I love you, boys. I mean it.
All right, Justin. Be well, brother.
Love you, buddy.
Gary in Vineland. You're on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Oh, man.
I feel the exact same way Justin does. I love you, boys, and I mean it. Like, you really do entertain me, and thank you guys very much, and happy holidays to all y'all.
And that's, same way, brother.
Wow, Justin and Gary are like one drink spike today.
They are, yeah. Yeah. Getting a little sappy.
Yeah.
A little sappy time?
Yeah.
Let's have a little sap.
Hey, listen, man, it's a sappy time of the year.
Yeah, it is.
We're all reflecting.
We are.
We all love each other.
We all got gifts for each other.
Yeah, well.
Well, two of us. Yeah. I hate y'all.
Local
I didn't need a gift back.
You did.
Both of y'all getting Wawa gift cards.
That's fine. That's fine. Hey, Gary, can I ask you something? Do you and you're talking and Buzz's drop hitting are on the same delay. I'm wondering if you guys are related somehow, you and Buzz.
I don't think so. You make Buzz so nervous, man. You can just hear it in his voice when you call.
I know. You can hear the phone shaking when he picks it up.
Yeah, he's like, whoa, what?
It's totally opposite when he does his own show. I mean, he's very confident then.
He is.
You'll be able to hear him on Friday as we have friggin' Buzz sitting in for afternoon
before
drive.
The Bills game.
Yeah.
Big game, Buzz.
Yep.
What are we doing?
Come on, man. Let Buzz cook.
He's not trying to take it
down. Oh, he's going
to
cook. He's going to simmer our ratings down.
Yeah. We get bonuses, Buzz.
Yeah.
You better do a good show Friday.
You better freaking cook.
Oh, look at that guy.
There he is.
There he is.
Benedict Herb.
One of Santa's helpers.
Yeah. Yeah, there he is.
Ben Staff on his jacket.
All right. Yeah. Gary, I'm sorry. We've taken over your call here.
That's all right, man. I have nothing to say. I just want to say happy holidays to you guys.
Oh, happy holidays,
thank
Gary.
You, Gary.
I love you, brother.
Thank you, Gary.
There he is, the great Gary. All right, well, Coach Harris has been hanging on. Coach Harris in Havertown, you're on WIP.
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
What's good. Up, Coach?
So,
Coach, are we on speakerphone?
Yep.
Yeah.
No, not at all. But I can.
Oh, yeah, mine.
You're on Bluetooth, but I can try to take.
Same thing.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, much better. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. Now I'm illegal on my phone on the expressway, but that's okay. No one's gonna see me. It's dark out. So I just wanted to say that I thought Jalen looked poised. I thought his decision making looked really good. I was encouraged. I thought that Jalen did a really good job being the quarterback that he is. One read, two read, if it's not there, take off. I saw it in against the Raiders. I said Oakland. I saw it against the Raiders, and I saw it against Washington. Ike, I have two questions for you.
Yes.
Question number one is, do you think that there's so much, that Jalen's so polarizing because his weaknesses are so much more obvious than some of the other quarterbacks that are at the top? And then my second question for you, Ike, is that do you agree with me that there's so many times that he should be trying to throw a much harder ball and then he lets the ball kind of sit out there? And if that's the case, why do you think that is? That's all I got, boys.
Okay.
All right, Coach
Harris. I can answer that one.
Yeah. I'll start with the second question first. I mean, as far as the velocity he throws with, it's hard for me to actually determine that. He's a quarterback. He's been throwing the football since he was in high school. You know, he doesn't have a rocket arm, so you're never going to really see him zip the ball into a tight window. But, I mean, he throws the ball with good touch. You know, usually when he's throwing the deep ball, he throws a pretty good deep ball. You know, the accuracy can be a little off at times, but I think for the most part, he throws a pretty catchable ball for the most part.
I think so, too. Softball. Looks like a softball.
And we used to call those like the pillow throws,
yeah,
where it's very catchable. What was the first question again?
He's gone.
I knew I was going to forget that.
I don't remember it. We got a good text.
Boy, he asked about being polarizing.
Oh, yeah.
Nah.
I don't even remember what the question
was. Yeah, the question was, do I think he's polarizing because his, what he would perceive as his deficiencies or his shortcomings as a quarterback are so much more obvious than the other top quarterbacks.
Oh.
And does that make him polarizing?
Well, I think the fact that he won the Super Bowl highlights that.
Yeah.
You know, that creates more of a debate where, you know, everybody else is. If you don't win the Super Bowl, there's not really a debate. You just sort of are who you are.
Yeah.
Most quarterbacks. All right. The text line brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
What? Oh, that's just Spike talking show prep stuff or something. Hey, yep. Spike to Renee when Yoshi is texting about seeing random women on TV.
Oh.
We have to get through this one quick.
Yeah.
Battle's off, by the way.
Yeah, I see.
All right, what's next?
I agree with Spike. They don't pass my eye test either. Bam, in Upper Darby.
Yeah.
That was actually a good one.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
What's next?
Well, besides that, Mrs. Lincoln, how was the play? The listeners listening to Donovan today.
Yeah. He didn't take much positive from the game.
He really didn't.
Hey, you think I was actually surprised from that.
Yeah, you think beating his old team, that he, you know, he'd be a little bit more giddy about it.
Still, I still haven't crossed into that comfort level of joking about him playing in Washington.
No. I thought about it.
Even I haven't. Yeah. And I know the guy. I won't even bring up Minnesota.
Nah. I forgot about Minnesota.
Yeah, I won't even bring that up.
Hey, Buzz, not to tell you how to do your job. Can you push the pot up with the voice Luke
so
up a little
it.
Bit?
Yeah. Jesus.
I know. What's next?
Is this guy going to talk about the disguises defenses are doing these days one more time? Ike and Donovan texting after the show.
All right.
Oh, it's about you.
Yeah.
I like it. It's a new evolution. I want everyone monitoring for the new year. The
Spike,
sky
Spike bringing down the X's and O's.
Yeah.
All right. I won't do it anymore.
I want it. It's a good bit.
All right. I'm surprised you were actually listening to that part
Jack's
of the show,
just
Jack.
Just mad because he can't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah. Well, he can.
I can.
Yeah. Just. What's next?
I know you are, but what am I?
Corey and Columbus and Spike both insisting they are indeed adults.
That was a good start to the day.
Yeah, it was.
The holiday season.
Well, Corey's, I love Corey. Yeah, I would say top, he's probably my favorite caller. He's also a liar. He lies about how he feels about the Eagles so he can seem like he's the biggest Eagles fan.
100%.
It is the absolute, I love Eagles fans, it is the absolute worst trait of Eagles fans is trying to prove that they're the biggest Eagles fan. What's next?
Oh, we should have had Tommy down the shore on for Christmas. Jack, still not listening to the show.
All right, well, we will talk to you next Monday. Now, you have to listen to the show tomorrow because it is Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day with Broads. We won't be here, but Broads will be there. Well, I'll be on the he's going to text you. He's going to get you on the show, too. Seltzer,
not,
Elliot.
Dude,
how did he do all this booking? Wonder where he got – how he must have put so much work in a book in the show. That is tomorrow.
Him and Seltzer is going to be something.
Oh, I'm sure. The slobber fest. Jordan Mailata show is next, and then the Players Lounge. We will talk to you a week from today. We love you. Merry Christmas. Go Birds. And remember, deodorant is the thief of joy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.